This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Springs Utilities is looking into the viability of nuclear energy. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us they have an idea where a potential future reactor could be built.
The Ray Nixon coal-fired power plant is set to retire in 2032. That plant's site south of Colorado Springs would then be freed up. During a State of the Utilities presentation this week, Colorado Springs Utilities CEO Travis Deal said an advanced small nuclear reactor could one day replace the coal plant.
Still got a lot of legwork to do. Got to evaluate technology, evaluate costs. We got to figure out a finance plan with that.
The utility is in the middle of a year-long feasibility study on whether nuclear energy makes sense for the region. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Guests at Aurora's new homeless shelter say they're being paid below minimum wage for janitorial work in a training program. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
In a shelter job training program, participants take out the trash, clean cots, and mop shelter floors. Then they get a $25 stipend for 4 hours of training, which includes all that work. That amounts to just $6.25 an hour. Far less than minimum wage. Advanced Pathways, the nonprofit running the shelter, says the money is a stipend, not a wage. Aurora's mayor declined to comment, citing legal action. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A court has dismissed a lawsuit looking to upend Denver's law to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products. The Rocky Mountain Smoke-Free Alliance sued the city over the flavor ban, which the city council passed in 2024. Council members cited concerns about underage vaping and smoking and long-term health risks. Denver voters chose last fall to keep the ban. A Denver district court judge ruled this week in the city's favor. And you're listening to CPR News.